The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Pretty positive, to be honest. I think to be two wins and a loss at this point in time is a really good spot to be, all things considered, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend's game and a big challenge against the Swifts, so tracking along pretty well. I think it's any time that we come off the back of a loss, we really want to get back to like our fever identity, so to speak, and respond with conviction. And I certainly think in the first three quarters we were very, very good at that. Slight little lapse there in the fourth, but made it quite respectable in the super shot period there to finish off the game. So overall, a really good response from the team and puts us in a good position to really attack the Swifts on the weekend. Yeah, it's probably just identifying why it happened and how it happened and making sure that it doesn't become something that turns into a habit over time. And we want to make sure that we're a ruthless team from minute one to the very end of the game. And whilst we acknowledge all of the great stuff that put us in a 22-goal lead at three-quarter time, it's certainly about how we keep laser-focused and locked into our skill until the game's completely finished. So we addressed that this morning in our review, and the girls trained exceptionally well today. And I think it's just having awareness of that more than anything. Yeah, so far, like we're certainly having moments of inconsistency as we find our feet together as a relatively new group with lots of changes in and out, but we've got players slowly kind of coming back into the environment now, so that comes with a little bit of inconsistency as well, trying to get them rebuilt back up. But I think all in all, we know that our best is still very, very good, and there's still some gaps that we need to make sure that we're on top of to make sure that it doesn't become costly as the season goes on. Yeah, tracking really well. Zoe's back on court and getting some loading minutes up, and you know we'll see where she's at by the end of the week. But you know she's tracking really nicely to be pretty close to a return. Liv Wilkinson out on court for the first time today with some small minutes, so she's tracking really well too. And Ruth keeps extending her minutes as well. So they're all in and amongst the training environment now, which is amazing. And to be honest, today was the first training session we've had where the entire group has actually been on the court. So the replacement players, the injured players, like it was quite a good vibe this morning to see that come to life. So we'll stay patient with it though, and see whenever they're ready, they'll be ready.
When you said Zoe was close, does that mean not this week, next week, or is it week by week situation?
Yeah, week by week situation. So she's got a bit of a loading plan that she needs to get to, and obviously she was on court last week with us as well, just on managed minutes, so to speak. So we'll increase those minutes this week and see how she tolerates it, and whether she's ready to go or not. We'll make that call very late in the piece, but she's tracking really well and responding really well. So up to 60 minutes today, and hopefully we can increase that a little bit more later in the week. Well, they've had a tough start to the season, but some very close losses and a close win. So they've been right amongst it. And I think at home, they'll be a team that's desperate to get back on the winners list after losing by one to the Lightning. But a very similar team to last year with weaponry all over the court, and at their best, I think, can beat anyone in the competition. So for us, we've got to make sure that, you know, we're the team dictating terms, we're the team in control, and just really embrace the challenge of playing away from home and winning away from home, which we haven't happened to do so far this season. Yeah, I think it's always like any athlete, making sure that there's consistency in what they're doing with their routines and the way in which they prepare. And obviously Thunderbirds was a really difficult experience for her and a different performance from what she put out the week before, and just worked really hard in the week leading up to Giants to produce the quality of netball that she holds herself accountable for. And I thought she was brilliant against the Giants in most parts. And again, she's a really astute athlete that wants to keep getting better, even though she's been and done everything in the game possible. And I really like working with her in that space. So she'll be up for a big one on the weekend, and she holds herself to a very high standard, which I love to see. Yeah, she's been amazing. It's been great to have her back, and more importantly, see her really enjoying her netball. And she's always known that our environment does bring out her best, and she's just really thriving here and embracing the role she's playing for us and embracing the new combination she's building, and just being a great team member contributing in all parts of our game and our environment. So it's great to have her back, and great to see her playing brilliant netball.
You said the fever brings the best out of Sasha. What about the fever does that to you?
Oh, I think it's her lifestyle and her environment away from the court, which is really important for Sash, and having balance is really important for her, that it makes her netball to be far more enjoyable as opposed to the only thing she's got. So she does have that great balance. She's got a great rapport with her coaching staff and her playing group, and I think she just knows her role here and plays to her strengths really well. So it's an environment that is very supportive of her and challenges her, and it's just great to see her being, you know, back playing some great netball after a pretty tough couple of years.
I suppose back to the Swifts, one last one. Any key matchups you're looking forward to seeing on court?
Oh, I think there's going to be heaps, which is awesome. Like, you know, the battle between Fran Williams and Helen Housby, the two English Rose teammates, will be awesome. Katie Ann loves the contest against Grace Weckie, so that's going to be a ripper. And even, you know, potentially Romelda up against Sarah Clow or Tegan O'Shaughnessy. So I think that the matchups are going to be all over the court, and some really key battles that will determine the outcome of the game.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.